You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan's chief economist is retiring today. Jay Wortley worked for the state for 36 years, and he joins us now. First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You've been involved in advising governors and legislatures on economic tax and revenue issues for a long time. How much did they listen through the years?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they listened in particular to our revenue forecasts, because that's not the easy thing to do. And if you put together a budget that's based on too much revenue, then that creates problems down the road. So I think over the years, a lot of attention was paid to the revenue estimates in particular.
Talking about that, I saw you were involved in all 53 consensus revenue estimating conferences that have been held since 1992. That conference requires those projections you were talking about. Outside economists are brought in also. How difficult is it to come to consensus?
It depends on what's going on in the economy. Some years it was very easy to come to a consensus because we were all in pretty much agreement. Again, under the consensus arrangement, revenue estimates were made by the Senate Fiscal Agency, the House Fiscal Agency, and then us here in Treasury. And we get together, do our independent estimates, then we get together and come to a consensus. Some years we had differences of opinion that was made it harder, but 53 conferences, we had 52 agreements. So that's a pretty good track record.
Well, the big question is, how good were the projections? How well have you and your colleagues done on those economic projections over the years?
Well, some years we were very good, and some years we were really bad.
And what happens when it's really bad besides, well, like you said, not getting revenues right for the state?
Yeah, the worst times were when going into a recession. It's very hard to predict the timing of when you're going to go into recession and how deep it's going to be. So probably the worst estimate was made in early 2007 and 2008 when we were headed into the Great Recession, and nobody anticipated it to be as severe as it was. So you just have to keep everybody up to speed on what's going on in terms of revenues. We track revenues on a monthly basis, and when things started to drop, we were telling people it was dropping fast. And so one of the goals as a revenue estimator and economist is you have to let people know what's going on as soon as possible, so the budget office and the governor and the legislature can make adjustments to the budget as soon as possible.
What kind of trends have you noted in how the state of Michigan manages its finances over the years?
Oh, well, I think things have improved greatly. And I think one of the things that we did that has made things a lot better is the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference. Prior to the conference, which began in 1992, the legislature would make their own estimates, the governor would make his estimate, and then they would come to an agreement, the politicians would come to an agreement on the final revenues.
And not consulting economists at all? Or?
Well, I mean, sometimes they would, but sometimes when you're finally putting the budget together and you're making hard decisions on what to spend and what not to, at that point in time, it wasn't very popular to lower the revenue estimate because it just made the budget decisions that much harder. But when you're going into a tough economic time, right, when you're putting the budget together, you may have to lower the revenue estimate.
Yeah, that could come back to bite you.
Yeah.
How has a term-limited legislature differed from past unlimited legislatures when it comes to understanding state finances?
It becomes more difficult. In the past, before term limits, you had legislators that were had been around a long time and understood the state's finance structure and tax structure. And now with term limits, you have a lot more newer people in the legislature, and it just takes time for them to learn all the intricacies of the tax structure.
I was sitting in on one of the consensus meetings one time, and one of the economists noted that being an economist might be the most boring profession outside of being a lawyer, maybe, that anybody had. What do you have to say to respond to that?
Oh, I think it's very interesting. I would disagree with that. One thing neat about the economy is it's very dynamic and it's always changing. And our job is to foresee those changes and to keep good track of the economy, to see what's going on. And so I find that very interesting.
What's been your favorite part of the job?
Oh, boy, favorite part of the job is all the neat people I've had to work with, and all the neat tax structure issues that I've got to help formulate. And so I've just worked on a lot of neat topics. But when it's all said and done, it's the people I've got to work with. It's just very special. State government employees are hardworking and dedicated, and I've worked with a lot of good ones, so it's been a lot of fun.
If you were to have an exit interview, I want to know what advice you would offer government officials or future governors and the citizens at large.
Just the importance of state government. It's sometimes hard to see what state government does for people, but state government does a lot. And again, the state employees are hardworking, and they do a great job of implementing the laws, and they don't always get a lot of credit for all the hard work they do.
That thing you mentioned about people not being aware of what state government does, that's a chronic a problem for the state, especially when you have new ideologues come in and say they want to, you know, shrink government even more. Do you have an answer for them?
No, just to be careful and make sure you know what state government provides and does. And what will happen if those services are not provided any longer.
So what are you doing now?
I'm going to, me and my wife, we bought a house in Holland, Michigan, and we're moving to Holland, Michigan. And it's an old house, and we're going to fix it up. So we're looking forward to a new chapter in our lives.
That's Jay Wortley. He's Michigan's chief economist, and he retires today. All the best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much.